Verse 19, For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. This cheering form of speech is frequently met with in the Scriptures, particularly in the writings of St. Paul, when the law is set against the law, and sin is made to oppose sin, and death is arrayed against death, and hell is turned loose against hell, as in the following quotations, Thou hast led captivity captive, Psalm 68, verse 18. O death, I will be thy plagues, O grave, I will be thy destruction, Hosea 13, 14. And for sin, condemn sin in the flesh, Romans 8, 3. Here Paul plays the law against the law as if to say, The law of Moses condemns me, but I have another law, the law of grace and liberty, which condemns the accusing law of Moses. On first sight, Paul seems to be advancing a strange and ugly heresy. He says, I am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. The false apostles said the very opposite. They said, If you do not live to the law, you are dead unto God. The doctrine of our opponents is similar to that of the false apostles in Paul's day. Our opponents teach, If you want to live unto God, you must live after the law, for it is written, Do this, and thou shalt live. Paul, on the other hand, teaches, We cannot live unto God unless we are dead unto the law. If we are dead unto the law can have no power over us. Paul does not only refer to the ceremonial law, but to the whole law. We are not to think that the law is wiped out. It stays. It continues to operate in the wicked. But a Christian is dead to the law. For example, Christ, by his resurrection, became free from the grave, and yet the grave remains. Peter was delivered from prison, yet the prison remains. The law is abolished, as far as I am concerned, when it has driven me into the arms of Christ. Yet the law continues to exist and to function, but it no longer exists for me. I have nothing to do with the law, cries Paul. He could not have uttered anything more devastating to the prestige of the law. He declares that he does not care for the law, that he does not intend ever to be justified by the law. To be dead to the law means to be free of the law. What right, then, has the law to accuse me, or to hold anything against me? When you see a person squirming in the clutches of the law, say to him, Brother, get things straight. You let the law talk to your conscience. Make it talk to your flesh. Wake up and believe in Jesus Christ, the conqueror of law and sin. Faith in Christ will lift you high above the law into the heaven of grace. Though law and sin remain, they no longer concern you, because you are dead to the law and dead to sin. Blessed is the person who knows how to use this truth in times of distress. He can talk, he can say, Mr. Law, go ahead and accuse me as much as you like. I know I have committed many sins, and I continue to sin daily, but that does not bother me. You have got to shout louder, Mr. Law. I am deaf, you know. Talk as much as you like. I am dead to you. If you want to talk to me about my sins, go and talk to my flesh. Belabor that, but don't talk to my conscience. My conscience is a lady and a queen, and has nothing to do with the likes of you, because my conscience lives to Christ under another law, a new and better law, the law of grace. We have two propositions. To live unto the law is to die unto God. To die unto the law is to live unto God. These two propositions go against reason. No law worker can ever understand them. But see to it that you understand them. The law can never justify and save a sinner. The law can only accuse, terrify, and kill him. Therefore, to live unto the law is to die unto God. Vice versa, to die unto the law is to live unto God. If you want to live unto God, bury the law and find life through faith in Christ Jesus. We have enough arguments right here to conclude that justification is by faith alone. How can the law affect our justification when Paul so plainly states that we must be dead to the law if we want to live unto God? If we are dead to the law and the law is dead to us, how can it possibly contribute anything to our justification? There is nothing left for us but to be justified by faith alone. This 19th verse is loaded with consolation. It fortifies a person against every danger. It allows you to argue like this: I confess I have sinned. Then God will punish you. No, he will not do that. Why not? Does not the law say so? I have nothing to do with the law. How so? I have another law, the law of liberty. What do you mean, liberty? The liberty of Christ, for Christ has made me free from the law that held me down. That law is now in prison itself, held captive by grace and liberty. By faith in Christ, a person may gain such sure and sound comfort that he need not fear the devil, sin, death, or any evil. Sir Devil, he may say, I am not afraid of you. I have a friend whose name is Jesus Christ, in whom I believe. He has abolished the law, condemned sin, vanquished death, and destroyed hell for me. He is bigger than you, Satan. He has licked you and holds you down. You cannot hurt me. This is the faith that overcomes the devil. Paul manhandles the law. He treats the law as if it were a thief and a robber. He treats the law as contemptible to the conscience, in order that those who believe in Christ may take courage to defy the law and say, Mr. Law, I am a sinner. What are you going to do about it? Or take death. Christ is risen from death. Why should we now fear the grave? Against my death I set another death, or rather life, my life in Christ. Oh, the sweet names of Jesus! He is called my law against the law, my sin against sin, my death against death. Translated, it means that he is my righteousness, my life, my everlasting salvation. For this reason was he made the law of the law, the sin of sin, the death of death, that he might redeem me from the curse of the law. He permitted the law to accuse him, sin to condemn him, and death to take him, to abolish the law, to condemn sin, and to destroy death for me. This peculiar form of speech sounds much sweeter than if Paul had said, I, through liberty, am dead to the law. By putting it this way, I, through the law, am dead to the law, he opposes one law with another law and has them to fight it out. In this masterly fashion, Paul draws our attention away from the law, sin, death, and every evil, and centers it upon Christ.